I'll have to say we've been hearing a lot of advertising, a lot of talk about something that's coming up tomorrow at Three Rivers Casino, and that is the job fair. And Pam Hixon is here to talk to me today. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Now, you've been in a few times, but I thought maybe this would be an opportunity for you to sit down right before the event and kind of go over some of the things that are happening. First thing we want to mention is it's tomorrow, and it's from 10 until 3.
Correct.
And it's for job seekers of all ages.
That is correct.
So let's get that out of the way first.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Job seekers of all ages, for sure.
So when did you start doing this event?
We started about 4 years ago. It was kind of the brainchild of our director in our HR department. She had this vision of having a community job fair. And us hosting it because we had the venue to be able to do that.
The size and space.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it was good timing because the unemployment rate was starting to dwindle, to go down, and we needed to find some other avenues for recruiting. I had gone to a number of job fairs over in Eugene, Springfield, and started going to job fairs in the Coos Bay North Bend area to recruit for our casino there. But we didn't have anything specifically here on the Central Oregon coast, and we're kind of a different demographics here. And the jobs that we have are very specialized for our coastal community. So we started it the first year, and we had about 24 vendors that participated in that. We got some great feedback from the community and those that participated. We had over 300 people attend. We had a big television network from over in the Eugene, Springfield area that came and covered it as well. And then we had folks coming from California clear up to Washington for the event. So we realized that there was a need in the community. So we started about 4 years ago, and this is our fourth one. We're excited to have it.
One thing I like about having the event here is we talk all the time about affordable housing and things like that. Mm-hmm. So to try to bring in people from the outside, if we can pull from the pool that's already here, mm-hmm. then we don't have to worry about where we're going to find housing for
Absolutely.
All the new people. So that's
Absolutely.
Kind of a cool thing.
Absolutely. That is a great intention of the job fair and being able to represent all the different types of employers that we have here in the community, for sure.
Now, how many vendors do you have this time?
We have 38 right now that are confirmed vendors. Folks can still, we have a couple of tables still available last minute. If somebody wants to call and let us know, we can probably try to squeeze them in.
And the majority of these, I mean, you actually have some that are out of the area, but a majority mm-hmm. of these are from the area.
Yeah, majority of them are from the area. And I would say probably about 80% of our vendors are returning this year. We do have a few new vendors this year.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So what do people need to do to come? Obviously, they need to bring in a resume,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
That's always good.
Well, they should come, even if they don't have an idea of what it is that they're exploring. There's lots of different folks that they could talk to there. But they should come with maybe a resume. If they don't have that or don't even know how to put that together, Worksource Lane, which is our employment department here, Tracy is our local representative there, will be happy to get her connected with the resources to be able to do that. But they should come with a resume. They should come to present themselves and have a conversation with employers and then different resources that they can investigate to see what it is that they would like to do.
I've noticed, and you know, this isn't trying to be negative here, but I've noticed over the years that kids and millennials seem to have a different idea of what it's like to go to an interview and to go before somebody when they're being hired. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you see it at the casino or not, but it's almost like, you know, they haven't been schooled in how to dress and how to present themselves.
Yeah.
Is this something you see a lot of or some of?
Perhaps a little bit. You know, we have all different age groups, and there's different personalities that come with those age groups and communication styles. So we try not to fit people into a box. But yeah, it's always good to be able to come to present and market yourself, because that's what you're doing in a job.
And people, you put your best foot forward.
Yep.
So that you can, you know, hopefully impress.
Yep.
Only one chance to make a first impression.
That's right. Yeah. Absolutely.
So let's see what we got here. Some of the things. Now, this is a free event.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's free for our vendors to participate. And it is also free for folks to attend the job fair itself. The Three Rivers Casino Marketing Department utilizes their vast marketing network to be able to promote the job fair. Because of that, we're able to kind of get the word out.
What about students that are looking for maybe part-time or summer employment? Mm-hmm. Is that something that is specialized in there?
Yeah, for sure. There's a in the 38 employers that we have this year, we've got all the big employers represented, including the hospital. But as far as summer employment, we've got Fred Meyer and Safeway and Bi-Mart. They always kind of are doing quite a bit of recruiting in the for the busier season that we have. It's a tourist season. And so, yes, for sure. Summer employment, definitely.
Now, you've got some youth services employers that come to the area, Angel Job Corps, Northwest Youth Corps, and Oregon Youth Authority. What kind of recruiting do they do when they come?
You know, I don't know the details, the specifics about it, but I do know that it is an option for young people to explore careers and trades. They will help getting them networked and teach them job skills then hopefully get them connected with employers in the future.
I'm a little familiar with the Angel Job Corps because they have a whole facility up in Yahats that they actually house people and everything, and they'll take them all the way through GED and education and then training as well, skill
Absolutely.
Training. So for people that maybe need a little lift in that area, that might be a good option.
Absolutely. And then not only that, but once they've gotten their certificate or graduated from their programs, they help them to find jobs.
Right. They have a 100% placement, I think, guarantee or something.
Yep.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yep.
What other kind of jobs are available? Obviously, there's some state things or some Oregon-based jobs.
New this year, we have the U.S. Census
that's
represented, because it's that time of the season to start doing that. So we're starting to see the U.S. Census Bureau there. But we've got the Oregon Parks and Recreation District, the U.S. Forest Service here in Sayula Region, ODOT, and Lane County government are also represented there at our job fairs.
Now, some of these, obviously, they're looking for workers that are skilled in an area already, or some maybe even have a degree or something. But some of these are not that way necessarily, right?
Yeah. We've got the trades represented, as well as professional office, retail, and healthcare is also. So that's one of the things that we really stress with this job fair, is that there's a big diversity for exploring different career choices there. We have a couple of vendors that actually network with each other, and we've got a trucking school, IITR Trucking School over in Eugene, Springfield, and they network with May Trucking, and they ask to be next to each other each year, and so they share that resource. Folks can sign up to, you know, go to trucking school, and then they can get a job driving a truck.
Right.
And the employer is right there next to them.
And that's, you know, truck driving is not a bad deal for someone who likes to drive. I mean, it's definitely some good money can be had there. So these are not necessarily base paid jobs. I mean, you've got some jobs that go anywhere, I imagine, from, you know, minimum wage on up to the tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, annually. We've got some skilled workers as well. Yeah, for sure, in professional office.
Mm-hmm. All right. And again, this is coming up tomorrow from 10 until
3 o'clock. Yep.
All right. And do you expect a huge crowd?
Every year we've had anywhere between 250 to 300 people come through the doors. Usually our busiest time is between between 10 and noon. So if you want to try to avoid some of the crowds, that's, coming afternoon is a good time, but we welcome you to come anytime during the job fair.
Right. I guess you may have a less of a line if you're coming in the afternoon. You can see people quicker.
Yep. And you might have some more one-on-one engagements. Yep. Yep.
All right, Pam Hixon, thank you so much. Three Rivers Casino is where this is happening. It's in the event center portion of that.
Correct.
Which is accessible without having to go through the casino.
That's correct. You can access on the west front side doors. Yep.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being here. It sounds like a great event, and good luck to all the job seekers out there.
Absolutely, for sure. For sure. Thank you.
Thanks, Pam. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour of Our Town, we will talk Revision Florence with Public Works Manager Mike Miller and City Projects Manager Megan Messmer. We'll do that right after the news here on Coast Radio.